Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Segretto, the Franchise Today Show. I'm usually joined by my co-host, the one, the only Joel Labava, the Franchise King. But Joel is en route to the Sin City of Las Vegas for a national blogging convention. Joel, throw down a few dollars on 22 Black and let it ride. Anyway, today we're going to be talking a little bit about, or a great deal about, franchise development via social media and using social media within your franchise organization. Recently, I posted introduced the franchise community to an extensive 11-page article, Franchise Development via Social Media, which was part of my way of simplifying social media within a franchise organization and showing you the various steps, item by item, in great detail, how to take the franchise candidates that might be interested in your franchise opportunity through social media, through interaction, through the cross-platform, multi-tiered effect of a solid, effective social media program, and hopefully bring them to the point of having genuine interest in your franchise opportunity. We're going to be talking quite a bit about that today. Basically, social media marketing within a franchise organization, we look at three different types of franchise organizations, basically in three distinctly defined stages of franchising. We can divide them up as startup franchise organizations, basically 0 to 10 franchise units that are committed to expanding their business through franchising. And then, of course, there's the second level, which the majority of the franchises seem to fall into, which are emerging franchise organizations. And that's that group that has between 11 to 40 or 50 units in operation, committed to national expansion through controlled, managed growth. And then, of course, we have the more mature franchise organizations, ones that have been around a while, more than 40 or 50 units, committed to completing national expansion by strategically filling in key geographic areas. Now, you know, a big word in all three of these definitions was committed. And as you're looking to add and integrate new technology and new methods with your traditional franchise marketing, you need to do so in a very committed fashion, and part of that with social media is developing the social media strategy. You know, people ask me time after time, you know, what type of benefits can we be looking at by using social media within a franchise organization? Or they might say, I'm only interested in generating franchise sales. Well, really, there are, you know, three different ways. It's proven to be extremely effective in providing these multiple benefits for franchise organization. It doesn't matter what industry segment you're in. The first is creating brand awareness with franchise candidates and consumers alike. You know, we often talk about the low-hanging fruit. You know, the consumers that visit the franchise locations are interested in the concept, they know the concept, they know the ins and outs of it, they've seen it, they've interacted with you. A lot of times they're interested or know somebody that is interested in your franchise concept as a business opportunity. And the second one is generating qualified franchise leads and, of course, subsequent franchise sales. Why do I say qualified? Well, because as we've mentioned in various webinars and at various speaking engagements where I've been at, today's franchise candidate is certainly more educated, more technologically advanced, more sophisticated than ever before. On top of it, he's more anxious, he's more diligent, and he's more cautious. So by the time he's actually done doing a lot of his own research, and he steps into the realm of being more than just an interested party and becoming a franchise candidate, he is more qualified. He's less of a tire kicker than the ones that just click here and here and here, like on an old reader's card in a magazine and just wants to get information from 15, 20, 30 different companies. He can do a lot of his own research. I want to get to the point that as they work their way through social media and they interact and they do their due diligence, they get to the point of being a qualified franchise candidate. And the third, and this is something where we're starting to see and we're going to see more of over time, it establishes an interactive environment of communications and information sharing at all levels of a franchise organization. Truly a great backbone into developing an interdependent franchise relationship. But more importantly, from a franchise development standpoint, it allows everybody the opportunity in this cross-platform, multi-tiered effect to interact with each other, whether they be franchisees, franchise candidates, just interested party, the franchise founder, or employees of the different franchise locations. If they're all interacting with each other within these platforms and there are enhancements to the platforms, such as in the way of audio or video or photos, it creates this environment where the due diligence can continue and it can be done so in an interactive effect as opposed to a static effect of just getting it off the website. Now, we released the article last week, Franchise Development via Social Media, and it is quite an extensive report and article, and many people have skimmed through it, some have read it. I've received a lot of questions about various aspects of it, and I've been asked to really dive into that, and I hope to be able to do so within the next hour. So I'm going to take the article apart, little by little. Some of it I'll be reading for the benefit of the people that haven't read it yet and see if we can make some sense and continue to simplify the process and to continue to simplify social media in general. Now, on my blog site at fmdpro.com, which is similar to franchisemarketingdevelopmentpro.com, I've posted 8 or 9 articles over the last week with the intent on simplifying social media. Talked about the big three, getting started with the big three, which of course is LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter on social media. Doing so in such a way that you can get started at an hour a day. We've published some stuff about Twitter and some tips on using Twitter and using it effectively. So, mind you, as you're going through this, look at these various articles. They're there for your benefit. They're there to help you. We've posted them in a host of different places on the Franchise Essentials social network, on the Franchise Executives social network at franchiseexecutives.com. I've posted them throughout the various LinkedIn franchise groups, as well as on other sites, so that you have an opportunity to tap into it wherever you go. Now, the basis and the incentive, if you would, or the inspiration, if you would, to work down the lines of franchise development via social media came from Mark Siebert, the chief executive officer over at iFranchise Group, because back in April, Mark wrote the article, Four Franchise Times, Enter the Fourth Horseman. And he identified social media as the next internet franchise lead generation site. Now, in the article, Mark wrote, the problem is that far too many franchisors view social media like guerrilla marketing on steroids, easy opportunities for free publicity that can drive leads. But marketing on social media is neither free nor easy. And the sheer number of people using social media will not dictate the size of the opportunity. And this is real important because too many people think that social media is the cure-all answer to lagging franchise sales and that used by itself, it will work and replace franchise marketing as we know it. That's not the case. Please understand that integrating social media with your traditional franchise marketing strategy is the way to go, not in lieu of. Well, let's see what else has been written about social media and franchising. Actually, in the same issue of Franchise Times where Mark's article was published, Nancy Weingarten of Franchise Times editor wrote about it in her article, Citizen Marketing. And at the end of the article was a text block with the title, The Top Five Social Media Mistakes, from Nick Powells. And Nick, I really feel bad if I'm mispronouncing your name. So Nick Powells of No Limit Media Consulting. The mistakes, clearly with franchising in mind, but applicable to other business segments as well, were identified as, number one, not changing your franchise agreement to cover social media. Well, you know, just like franchisors took control of their websites a decade or so ago, now they need to control what's being said about the brand in social networking sites, and now's the time to start securing the company's name in conjunction with, you know, YouTube and Flickr and other social media sites, basically like you did with URLs just a few years ago. Now, since the article was written in April, there has been a lot of discussion about integrating social media clauses in with the franchise agreement, and a lot of franchise attorneys have given their opinion that it's not necessary as much to do so within the franchise agreement because there is a lot of trademark and identifying marks language within the franchise agreement that outlines the approved usage and authorized usage of the trademark, and within social media, obviously that is trademark use. So, but what they are recommending is defining social media guidelines and tips to be used in the operations manual as part of the program. So the second part of that, of course, is not maintaining and updating your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or blogs. I mean, this is definitely one of the five social media mistakes that people are making. Once you train the public to visit your site for updates or to post a comment, you're obligated basically to follow through. Nothing's worse than ticking off that new citizen of journalists. Now, thinking you can do social media on your own, some have tried. While you may have a marketing team in-house, they might also be charged with traditional advertising, PR, and marketing. I mean, basically, you need someone to do it daily. Nick contends that, you know, someone has to be dedicated to the social media task. Now, whether that be an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 10 hours a week, whatever it is something that has to be defined in the social media strategy. And basically, you also want someone who knows what they're doing. Social media is not PR. It's not PR in a trendy wrapper. You need someone who knows franchising and, of course, the social lingo of social media. Now, another mistake is overpaying to outsource the service. I mean, since it's fairly new, it's hard to quantify how much a lead from social media actually is worth. And are you looking for franchisees or long-term customers? I mean, do your due diligence. And again, don't get started until you actually have a strategy in place. And as we've spoken about strategies, we've talked about, you know, identifying your target, knowing where your target is, and everything that surrounds that, and knowing what your goals and objectives are with social media in order to be able to define and measure and analyze and quantify whether the effort is worth it or if it just needs a little bit of tweaking here and there to achieve your goals and objectives. And you know, when we're talking about identifying the target, you know who your target is, know what your franchise profile, your ideal franchise profile is, in order to determine, you know, who your target is and where your target is online speaking and listening, and I say that with quotes, basically communicating online. Now, the last of the mistakes that Nick points out is thinking Facebook and some of the other social media activity are just for kids, just for teenagers. Well, Facebook may have started as networking for younger people, but take a look on who's on it now. I mean, some of the original kids' grandparents are living their lives on their Facebook pages. You know, Nick basically describes it as LinkedIn on speed. So now we're to the point of, you know, does all this have your head spinning yet? I mean, it basically should, unless you take the journey, as we've outlined, in franchise development via social media and take it one step at a time. You see, basically the real beauty of social media is the ability to start slow and progress at your own pace. And that's what's often missed by a lot of people that keep putting off venturing into social media. And there's an opportunity to learn every step of the way. Unlike developing website content where mistakes glare at you and is difficult to correct, a mistake or error in social media is relatively easy to correct and usually provides enough time to make the correction. All right, enough of that. But I just wanted to put your minds at ease in case you're a little bit phobic about new technology and, of course, about new methods and processes. As for the top five social media mistakes, I mean, keep those in mind and use it as a reference as you progress along in the journey of franchise development via social media and using social media throughout your franchise organization. Well, the first step that we had, and we did this originally as a four-part series several months ago, and then we've developed a program in order to be able to use it with various franchise clients, and I might say so myself that a lot of them are using it successfully right now, and it is generating a lot of website activity. It is increasing the amount of franchise leads they have coming in the door, and of course they're seeing a benefit of additional activity at the franchise locations. Well, the first thing we talk about in our series was establishing the virtual party room. You'll see online a lot of people talk to it about a cocktail party, whatever. We like to refer to it as VPR, which is the virtual party room. Now, most people believe the first step in social media is to start networking right away. Well, that's not the case, and it's a mistake made by many individuals and companies attempting to use social media as a way to grow their business. The first step is developing the strategy to begin social media marketing. And keep in mind, social networking eventually becomes an essential element of the same. So the first step is to establish your objectives and what you're attempting to achieve by venturing into social media. The common reason I hear from franchisors is their desire to generate leads so they have candidates in the franchise sale pipeline. Actually, the main goal is to increase franchise sales. So let's call it what it is. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. It is what it is. Let's take it a step further and identify the primary goal and objective as generating qualified franchise leads that ultimately will lead to franchise sales and a level that makes social media effort worthwhile. And again, let me repeat that. At a level that makes the social media effort worthwhile. Step two then would be to identify your concept's ideal franchise candidate profile. Time after time after time when I talk to franchise organizations about who their ideal franchise candidate is and who their ideal franchisee is, often I'm not told. Often they don't know. Often they haven't taken the time to look at common denominators and commonality in their successful franchisees and truly identify who they want their ideal franchise candidate to be. Now, basically it comes down to who would be most likely to succeed as a franchisee in your system. And again, this is the reason why social media isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. If your system already has a relative number of franchisees, a profile of the most successful franchisees would help in this regard. Once you fully understand what type of individual you're looking for as a franchise candidate, we'll need to explore where to locate these individuals online. Do not shortcut this step, as identifying your ideal franchise candidate is essential and critical to this process. Now, the next step you'll find exploring various social networks and establishing company pages and profiles. A lot of you have already done that, but remember, you're not networking yet. You're just working on developing your social media infrastructure. And too many people, even many of the clients that I work with, you know, they contract with me, and within a week they think, I'm going to see all this social media activity. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes in establishing company pages and profiles. In some cases, you even have to add tags and keywords and meta tags and a lot of different work that's often not seen, so be patient. But remember, you're not networking yet. You know, establishing company pages and profiles are key elements to the overall strategy because ultimately they'll be part of your concepts. One of these sites is going to be part of your concepts, key elements, which is the virtual party room. Now, that virtual party room is a meeting place. It's a landing page, but, you know, those are two technical. So let's call it a virtual party room, okay? It's the place where all your social media efforts will culminate and help turn an interested party, an interested individual, into a franchise candidate. And it's in this virtual party room that you'll encourage attendance and participation by interested parties, franchisees, just like we talked about at the beginning of the show, franchisees personnel, franchisees customers, franchise company executives and personnel, and, you know, let's throw in something else, the concepts, vendors, and suppliers, because they can provide you a lot of insight and information that you might not be seeing, kind of the proverbial being too far in the forest to see the trees. Basically, as with any party, the goal is to establish a party where conversations about the concept and its products and services are happening all over the place. I mean, it's like a discussion is started by a franchise candidate and it's addressed by corporate personnel. A question might be posted by a franchisee and several answers are submitted by various individuals. A video by the CEO might be posted and is viewed and commented on by various individuals with different interests in the group and concept, providing distinct perspectives. Positive comments, or as we like to call them, testimonials, are posted by the customers. There are maybe 100, 200, 400 or more members of the group. There's an information section listing the concept's website, blog site, and other pertinent links. And there may be even a media section with recent press releases or news stories about the concepts and the franchisees. I mean, I think you can see the picture growing here. Now imagine directing your qualified franchise candidates, because again, we're talking about developing franchises through social media. So directing your qualified franchise candidates one at a time to this party room, okay? Picture it in a person as opposed to virtual and think about the conversation. Think about the buzz in the room and the excitement generated. The same is true in this virtual party room, except the virtual party continues to grow and grow and grow over time, and franchise candidates can visit over and over again. Remember we talked about them being more diligent, more anxious, more cautious. They're going to spend more time in that due diligence so they can visit this site over and over again, interacting with group members, developing key relationships, sharing information, which basically are all components towards making an informed decision about your franchise concept. Now, mind you, we've jumped ahead. We've explored what the party would look like down the road a bit, but for now, we're just establishing the place to hold the party. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. The next step we want to do is locate where the ideal franchise candidates are congregating online. For example purposes, let's identify your ideal franchise candidate as female, mid to upper level management experience within the financial service industry, and with school age children. Let's assume a few things too. Individuals meeting this criteria may be re-entering the workforce after 5 or 6 years as a stay-at-home mom. She may be exploring entrepreneurship as opposed to working in corporate America once again. By virtue of her mid to upper level management experience, it's most likely and safe to assume this individual is well-educated and may actually have an advanced degree. Using these assumptions and criteria, let's find the ideal franchise candidate. But, you know, look at this a second and determine in your own mind, are you taking these proper steps in identifying your ideal franchise candidate at your franchise organization? Okay, so again, using these assumptions and criteria, let's find your ideal franchise candidate. So let's say this is your ideal franchise candidate, and we take a look at LinkedIn or Facebook, and you could explore various groups consisting of executives and relating to the financial services industry. You can explore groups that pertain to startups, entrepreneurship, and small business ownership. Now you join a few of these groups and monitor the discussions. Again, you're not networking yet, but you're starting to participate in discussions, answer general questions, and getting a feel for the land and exposing the group to small business ownership, entrepreneurship, and then, only then, finally to your concept. Once members in the group start to request to connect, that's when the actual networking begins. This is the key. The networking only starts when individuals request to connect with you or your company, not the other way around by you asking them. Now, as you connect with individuals, you have access to their profiles, which includes work experience, level of expertise, recommendations, education, hobbies, and what have you. This host of information provides you with the missing pieces to that ideal franchise candidate profile. It also provides you a snapshot of other groups they're involved in. Again, remember we talked about being where your ideal franchise candidate profile is, being where your target is. Know where they are, know where they participate, know where they speak and listen online, okay? And, you know, that might even include some other social networks. Anyway, a Google search provides you with a wealth of additional information that can be explored. I mean, I often tell people, do a Google search of my name, Paul Segretto, and you're going to see 10, 12, 15, 20 pages of search results where 8 to 10 results on each page. I mean, you'll be able to determine how much I spend, how I spend my time, who I'm working with, where I'm involved, where I am listening and speaking. Now, over a short period of time, you'll start referring to individuals, to your virtual party, asking them to invite their connections and so on. Again, just like an in-person party. Simultaneously, you'll need to introduce these individuals to your website and then ask to follow you on Twitter, because you've already established a Twitter ID, and as I've said in plenty of webinars about the subject, Twitter is the glue that holds this all together. They'll see how you promote other people on Twitter, how other people on Twitter interact with you, and you'll be exposed to how you promote yourself and your concept within that social network. At some point, you might have even established a blog, and you'll be referring individuals to your blog site, just like I do with the Franchise Essentials blog site. And then, of course, the great tools behind the scenes is be able to track their interest and activity. You know, since we've taken down the Franchise Essentials website and converted it into our blog site to make it more interactive, we've seen the amount of inquiries increase, the amount of visitors to the site increase, the amount of time they're spending on the site, and many are actually using the site as a mini search engine because of all the different links that we provide. We're seeing them read more articles. They're using it more for informative purposes. They're using it to share information through comments. But I've even had several people of late tell me they're using it as their own home page. That is extremely flattering. Anyway, it's a way to track their interest and activity. You now built this multi-level, and I always refer to this as a multi-level effect. It's a multi-level web of social media activity that connects from one point to the other. It backtracks to other relevant points and eventually winds up, guess where? Right at the party. While en route to the party, you're learning a great deal about these people individually, and they're learning a great deal about you and your concept. All of this is occurring, you're also increasing your concept search engine optimization. That's right, SEO. But that's another story for another day. But it definitely is an added benefit, and it is the wave of the future of generating search engine or improving search engine optimization is going to come through social media activity more than hiring very high-profile, expensive consultants to get you to proper search engine optimization. Social media is going to play a huge part in that. Well, in continuing the journey of franchise development via social media, it's important I point out that social media for typical business-to-business, as we know, B2B, or business-to-consumer, B2C, purposes, is much different than social media development purposes. Okay. Now, we know that because in a typical B2B or B2C scenario, the social media efforts would be directed to the entity or the individual that you're attempting to do business with. Your business with them may be a single transaction or with restaurants, and some of you are restaurateurs and restaurant franchises. It may include repeat business where you're seeking customer loyalty. But regardless, your position is strictly focusing on attracting and keeping your customer. And the transactions are usually very relative to a specific tangible product or service. They buy, you sell, and the cycle continues the same or it abruptly ends. In the franchise development arena, I mean, your social media efforts will be considerably different as your objective is different. The franchise sales transaction consists of substantial upfront fee for an intangible item, which of course are franchise rights. The transaction is only the beginning of the additional cash outlay or credit commitment. That's triggered by the initial fee and signing of the franchise documents. Yet, the relationship is not one that's just based upon that one single transactional experience. Instead, as we all know, it's only a small step in an ongoing relationship where the new franchisee becomes dependent, yes, dependent upon the franchisor and the concept and the brand itself. I mean, we know buyer's remorse is not an option, but the social media efforts must progress and build upon each other with the objectives gradually changing and progressing as the relationship builds, and not just because the relationship builds. And I really want to emphasize that. You need to progress in your activity online with a franchisee as the relationship builds, and not just because it builds. You have to be a big part of it. Well, how do we go ahead and transition interested parties to franchise candidates? Well, when the interested party enters the virtual party room, he's basically tire kicking. They may have expressed significant interest in your concept, or maybe they're just inquisitive. It really doesn't matter. Your objective, and again, this all comes down to goals and objectives, was to introduce the individual to the party. That's it. Put your blinders on. It wasn't to push them immediately towards the franchise sale. It wasn't about discussing the fine points of the concept. It wasn't about closing the deal. Your only objective at this point was to introduce the individual to the party so he or she could learn more, interact with others at the party, and gather enough information to make an informed decision at their own pace. Remember, social media is not about selling. As with any popular party, it's important to have a host or hostess. This is the person that's in charge of your social media. In your party room, they're basically in charge of accepting member requests, posting new information, updating various features, and keeping the conversation flowing. I think you now fully understand the party analogy, so let's transition a little to reality and make reference to specifics with respect to your franchise concept. Now, the host or hostess is the person you install as being in charge of your social media efforts. This person is key to making your social media efforts a success or failure, as this individual must be on their A game. They must pay attention to detail and exhibit a sense of urgency when necessary. Basically, starting at the very beginning, this individual set up the company page and a specific social network. And, of course, I highly recommend utilizing Facebook, but it can work in other social networks as well. And I'm finding more and more that blog sites are really becoming a good alternative to the Facebook site. Anyway, they're basically a general basic information sections. And once completed, you'll start building your site with information about the franchise concept and pull from everywhere. You know, a strong Web 2.0 tool such as video work extremely well in conveying messages to individuals interested in your concept. I mean, even the founder's statement about vision and passion for the concept goes a long way towards generating excitement. And, I mean, a few video testimonials from franchisees placed here and there strategically within the site provides a nice balance between the concept as a franchise opportunity and the concept as a consumer experience. I mean, look at photos. Put photos throughout the site. They're a great visual effect as well. Anyway, basically it comes down to, you know, all individuals have anything to do with the franchise concept should be invited to join and participate in the group. They should include company execs, managers, personnel at all levels, franchisees, their personnel, customers, company vendors and suppliers, and anybody interested in your franchise concept. I mean, in place and participating, this group creates the buzz and the excitement of the group. Now, when individuals have expressed interest in your franchise concept and they join the group, They're going to interact. They might ask some questions. They're seeking information. They'll start to experience your concept from a lot of different angles as if they were at the franchise location or at the corporate office themselves. They're going to see, you know, I work with a coffee chain that does a lot of open mic. They have some folk bands there. The visitors to the site can get the feel of what's going on just by reading and interacting with the people at the site. Over a short period of time, it's relatively easy for you to see which individuals are interested in becoming franchisees of the system because their comments and questions are going to dictate that interest. Now, this is where the person in charge of the social media effort increases their interaction with interested parties and provides more information that moves them along in the process. And that can be done through site messages or response or comments to their comments. Ideally, the best way is to timely, instant message provided, you know, in the various groups, such as on Facebook or on Twitter. An instant message is a great way of saying, hey, here I am, I'm listening, what do you have on your mind? From there, it needs to be guided and ultimately directed towards the latter stages of the franchise sale. And that's something that obviously we could talk about on another day because I know with the franchise update, mystery shopping, there are a lot of franchise people that are not adhering to even good basic sales 101 skills. And, you know, what you do with a franchise candidate once any type of marketing and once social media generates that franchise candidate basically comes down to you or to your salespeople or your qualification specialist or whoever is handling the lead. So let's remember that. Now let's move a little bit forward. Integrating social media with traditional franchise marketing. I mean, we talked about how to establish a party room to enable interested parties to gather and share information about the concept. Then we talked about the path of guiding the interested party through the virtual party room, you know, enhancing the experience with video and of course, the other Web 2.0 tools, until the individual transitions from general to specific interest and hopefully evolves into a franchise candidate. At this point, they're primed to move through the franchise sales process and make an informed decision. Now, interacting with this candidate throughout the time spent in the virtual party room enables your executive committee to make an informed decision as to whether or not the candidate should be awarded a franchise in your system because you're going to learn so much from this individual. And he's going to provide a lot of information to you, and you're going to provide a lot of information back to him. Now, I know a lot of people are sitting there shaking their head. They're not convinced that a social media strategy will help you achieve your franchise development objectives. Well, that's understandable, as it's certainly new, and as such is difficult to measure for complete efficiency and effectiveness. And basically, there really isn't anything to measure it against, except, of course, your own goals and objectives. So if it doesn't work for whatever reason, you need to be prepared and have a backup plan in place. Is that what you're thinking right now? I mean, because if it is, you're partially correct in thinking this way. And I say partially because you should transition into any new marketing approach. And the best way to do so is to integrate the old with the new, the traditional with the innovative. Remember, I talked about it at the top of the show. You know, don't look at social media as a replacement for your traditional franchise marketing efforts. Okay, now, let's take a look at some of those efforts. Now, you might have used in the past franchise development efforts, and you can integrate that all with social media. Now, you know, over time, you may transition completely out of some of the traditional methods, or you may opt to keep some in place. Again, this comes down to your goals and objectives and what is working for you, and it's dictated by the end results. All right, now, let's look at a little give and take here. Traditional strategy, you know, tapping your current franchise network for customers that may be interested in your franchise concept. I often refer to the low-hanging fruit. Now, various costly marketing tools include newsletters, postcards, in-store signage, printed materials, and hopefully you're using a lot of that. Approaching customers should be as effective as they're basically the low-hanging fruit that should easily be picked. I mean, they're already familiar with your concept. They know the concept, and they're generally satisfied with the product or service. And, you know, and a lot of times they've actually seen how busy the franchise unit is, and they've been part of experiencing the growth of the brand in the marketplace. Well, let's look at how to interact with them through social media. Well, invite those franchise customers to the company's social networking sites and encourage them to participate. I mean, on the site, they're going to see the videos and the photos as we've described before. The effectiveness of this interaction is far stronger than introducing customers to the possibility of owning their own franchise through some print materials or something that they're going to leave in the back of their car or discard. Okay? It blows away the message being told in print because now they'll be able to interact with it. Well, another traditional strategy, of course, is advertising in local and national media for individuals interested in small business ownership or franchising, and hopefully specifically your franchise concept. I mean, we know it's an expensive proposition as print advertising is very specific to a local market, and multiple markets may be necessary to grow effectively. Or national publications, which are cost prohibitive for the size of your concept. I mean, if you're a small or an upstart or emerging concept, I mean, putting an ad in Entrepreneur Magazine for the Franchise 500 just might be cost prohibitive. So let's look at the social media strategy that can run side by side with the traditional strategy or replace some of it. You know, blogs are today's media. Blog writers are today's journalists. Through tags, various Web 2.0 tools like widgets, content is spread across the internet to multitudes of bloggers that ultimately wind up discussing and promoting your concept. Remember how hard it was to get that PR guy, to get that writer at the local newspaper to write an article about your concept and how well it helped your concept? Well, let's look at it this way, but let's look at millions of potential writers out there that can run with discussing and promoting your concept. Another traditional strategy, you know, portal websites. I mean, they've become very popular as the internet gains steam, both popularity and daily usage. Unfortunately, you know, and a lot of people will yell about this, there are now so many portals that regurgitate these leads across the internet, selling them to this broker, selling them to that broker, that sometimes they've been contacted by 10, 20, 30 different franchise experts. I mean, this has created a used car salesman effect that has actually turned people that may have been interested in franchising totally against the industry. Well, let's look at how to combat that with a social media strategy. I mean, similar to the strategy that we talked about as an alternative to advertising in local and national media, instead, let's look at an interested party being directed to specific information. The social media effort gradually presents the facts and information about the franchise while encouraging interaction with the family, with the franchise family. It goes a long way towards building a key element in a sales process, which, as we all know, is built on need, value, and trust, and it works a long way towards building trust, which, of course, is always an essential component to the franchise sale. Well, you know, another traditional strategy, you know, personally I believe franchise expos and trade shows, and I know a lot of people are going to raise their hand about this, are quickly becoming a thing of the past. I mean, first, it's just too damn expensive to send a team of reps to a man, you know, to actually man a trade booth in some city outside the city where the corporate headquarters is located. And it may actually have to be done from a geographic standpoint if you're just starting out. I mean, when you look at it too, you know, people are intimidated by salespeople and a lot of times prefer instead to search online. Remember we talked about, you know, a more cautious, a more educated, a more diligent franchise candidate than ever before. Well, you know, a lot of them want to look at opportunities at their own pace in a non-intimidating environment. Well, on the social media side, with the wealth and breadth of information available online, an individual's computer is in essence a virtual trade show or franchise expo. I mean, why should an individual interested in franchising go anywhere else? I mean, however, it's not good, you know, just a good enough idea just to have a website, because a website is static, it's two-dimensional. Instead, you know, we talk about a blog or a specific social network page. Again, as we previously described, it's essential to stand out from the crowd and create that interactive forum where the franchise candidate can learn and share info towards making an informed decision. And again, without feeling intimidated, and again, at their own pace. Now, there are also other non-traditional strategies that are being used in franchise development. And there's, you know, basically one is email marketing. And if anybody read this week's Wall Street Journal, there was an article in there that talked about, you know, is email marketing, you know, falling by the wayside? I mean, email blasts have become very common, and they have had a relative level of success. Except it's, I mean, it's starting to become stagnant as more and more companies have launched, you know, extensive email campaigns, and the excitement of yesterday is gone. Now, I mean, one way to counteract that is with video. And that has a lot to do with some of your social media strategies. I mean, welcome to the world of video email marketing, or as a lot of people like to call it, vidmail marketing. I mean, that is really something that should be looked at as email on steroids. I mean, video is an extremely powerful Web 2.0 tool, and it can be transferred to blogs and social networks to enhance the experience, and more importantly, convey a consistent message in a very dynamic format. I mean, keep this fact in mind. People remember 10% of what they read, 20% of what they hear, and 30% of what they see. But they remember 50% or more of what they see and hear together. Now, as we moved along with our process, we had a lot of people say, hey, can we really do this? Social media to franchise sales, is it really fantasy or is it reality? Well, let's assume you follow the advice and guidelines that, you know, we've put here. You've done some of your own homework. You've tweaked it your own way. You've established the virtual meeting room in whatever site you chose. Customers are joining and posting comments about how much danger. I mean, we know the whole experience. We know you're proud of it. But you're now looking at your social media strategy, and you preview the company blog, and you feel the content may be all over the board. Some's touching on franchise development. Some's touching on expansion into the Southeast. You have a new franchisee in Santa Fe. You have community activity at the franchise location in Seattle. And you even have an article that was submitted by one of your franchisees about one of his long-term customers. But then you stop and realize how much this menagerie of topics, text, graphics, and photos portrays the true face of your franchise concept. That's when you make a note to have your social media administrator issue a press release on just that thought. Or a quick review of your Twitter page puts a smile on your face as the number of people following the concept increases every day. Then you recall the blog stats revealed a sharp increase in visits from Twitter. Because remember, you're looking at the tools behind the scenes. And you say, you know, there's a positive trend here and something you can watch. You know, come to think of it, you might have noticed an increase in franchise inquiries and wonder if there's a correlation here. You then look closely at the new people following on Twitter, and you backtrack to the company's recent posts and discussions in several LinkedIn and Facebook groups that just so happen to consist of the educators. Remember, we talked originally about the ideal franchise profile, if educators was, and you realize that many of the new franchise inquiries have educational backgrounds. I mean, you decide to cross-check the names against the LinkedIn profile, and you may even smile As you notice, they're members of LinkedIn or in the specific groups you've targeted, and many have actually participated in the group discussions where your social media administrator posted some interesting discussions about careers after teaching and about moms returning to the workforce or exploring career alternatives. I mean, that's when you realize that it starts to come together. I mean, just like you've integrated traditional marketing strategies with social media strategies, you need to be integrating your personal interaction as well. However, instead of an aggressive, focused sales approach, the interaction should be subtle and it should be guiding. Use the social media tools to make your points and make the experience enjoyable and interesting. Your candidates will most likely marvel at the new technology and feel comfortable learning about that technology and your franchise concept at the same time. And they'll be more comfortable with you and fully at ease working through the disclosure and the finer points of the concept itself. They'll feel you're on the cutting edge. They'll feel you really get it. And the rest comes down to guiding your candidates along the way towards making a decision, as it will now fully be an informed decision that's been validated by the social media experience. And the franchisees that the candidates have contacted, I mean, you know, when they're validated by the experience and the franchisees, when your concept is validated by both, it just brings more credibility to the table. And you know what? Your franchisees actually start feeling more part of the franchise sales process than ever before. I mean, you know, when this happens, you know, you'll smile again as you realize it did make the process easier than in the past. And it's very nice to achieve your franchise development goals once again. And maybe next year you'll actually exceed them. I mean, fantasy or reality, achievable or not, easy or hard, that's up to you and your team. It comes down to personal accountability, diligent execution of your strategy and plan, professional handling of franchise candidates at all times, and above all, no shortcuts. Personal accountability is necessary in monitoring your social media activity. It's necessary in updating the blog content and keeping things fresh. Nobody's going to stay at a dull party, right? I mean, putting things off for tomorrow that should be done today is just not acceptable. It becomes a reflection of how you handle even the simplest things. And you know what? That lack of urgency and poor attention to detail is going to translate into how you'll handle the franchise sale and ultimately your franchisees. Diligent execution of your strategy and plan is absolutely essential. I mean, certainly you're going to make adjustments along the way, but your plan is your roadmap. Follow it as closely as you can and as closely as possible. Allow extra time and resources as necessary for roadblocks and detours, but stay on the course. Monitor the progress. How fast did you get from point A to point B? How fast did a candidate go from point A to point B? Is the process slowing down? Is it speeding up? Hey, venture out there, spend a little bit of resources, and invest in a program like Process Peak that helps move the franchise salespeople through the process. And it helps move the candidate through the process as well. I mean, why, you know, do you need to do some system maintenance to the social media vehicle? You know, maybe your videos aren't playing correctly. You need to stay on top of it. Now, professional handling of candidates means working with each candidate as you would want to be worked with and treated if you were the one on the verge of making a substantial investment, maybe even putting your life savings on the line. You know, today's day and age, failure, although is an inherent risk of any entrepreneurial endeavor, is not really considered an option because people are no longer playing with capital gains they made by high money market interest in the last recession. Some are actually tapping into life savings, the principal that has been diminished by poor stock returns. So failure is less of an option than ever before. So, you know, if it means conveying a sense of urgency when asked for information, do it. It means paying attention to detail in something as simple as pronouncing their name correctly. All the way, and again, Nick, I apologize if I mispronounced your name earlier. You know, take it all the way to something complex as full disclosure of the franchise concept. I mean, we know we have to do it. Take the time, use the FDD to your advantage. And you know what? It means having the right attitude and conveying the same at every moment of working with the candidate at every point of contact, including email, including being on the phone, in person, and yes, in the virtual world. Keep in mind, at all points of contact, your attitude is going to shine through, so make sure it shines bright, and your franchise future will shine bright as well. You know, thank you for traveling with me on this exciting, eye-opening journey. I took this approach today because of the many emails and online responses I've gotten and asked me to explain this and to take the time to go through it. A lot of people wanted it on a audio type of platform so they can listen it. I mean, this is an experience you should be able to relive every time an individual expresses interest in your concept. At that point, I mean, and as a good buddy of mine, Greg George, said yesterday doing his little video about being positive, it's time to smile. I mean, focus on the resources you've invested, the time you've dedicated, and the vision and the passion you had when you first started in franchising. And you know what? Share it with your candidate just as you would share your life with a new addition to your family. It's time to start walking the walk and talking the talk. If we truly believe franchise organizations are family, we need to start treating them like family. Anyway, until next week, I'm Paul Segreto. This is Franchise Today. Next week, we'll be back with Joe Labava at the same time and same station. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lot of fun in your social networking and social media activities. And more importantly, be proud of the industry we're in today. Have a great day and a safe week.